With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Venezuela's opposition leader Maria Corina Machado made a major gesture this week toward President Trump. She presented to the president her Nobel Peace Prize medal at the White House when they met. She said she did that as a recognition for his unique commitment to winning freedom in Venezuela. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the president deserves credit for transforming not only Venezuela, but the political landscape of Latin America.
Think about before President Trump took over. You had more Marxist regimes in the Western Hemisphere under Biden than you did at the height of the Cold War. Colombia fell. Brazil fell under Biden. Obviously, Mexico's problematic. Cuba's terrible. Venezuela. Well, now, what? We've got an Argentina leader that's conservative. Chile just elected somebody more conservative. And now potentially having Venezuela move back to where they used to be could be very, very good.
Governor DeSantis spoke this week on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire pleased that the public is learning what really happened during that tragic shooting of Renee Good by an ICE officer in Minneapolis.
And now the footage shows that officer was hit by that car. An officer who had previously been dragged by an ICE violent protester previously in his service to protect and serve communities around the United States.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota says the truth is that Democratic leaders in his state don't represent most citizens.
You want to see what Minnesota is? It's all red except for one dot that is Minneapolis and St. Paul. So it isn't reflective of Minnesotans.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a deal easing sanction on Taiwanese imports. That's in exchange for that country investing some $250 billion in U.S. chip manufacturing. They're already building plants in Arizona. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are giving President Trump good grades.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America are not the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds a number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% back in 2004 to more than 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries. This is SRN News. A hacker admits he's guilty as charged.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than two dozen times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted on Friday that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the Veterans Administration Health System. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell in Washington, D.C. is scheduled to sentence Moore on April 17th. Moore pleaded guilty to one count of computer fraud, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum prison sentence of 1 year. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from agrochemical manufacturer Bayer to block thousands of state lawsuits, arguing that it failed to warn people its popular weed killer Roundup could cause cancer. The justices will hear a case from Missouri where a man developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup on a community garden. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.